Sports Betting Show, coming out of the Bad Back Free Corporate Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That right there, that's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder. Why?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, sire. How are we?
Be better if fucking Davies slotted that penalty.
Yeah, that was tough.
Fuck.
He did not look very confident fucking taking
dude,
it.
Dude, just fucking hit it, man. Like, at least if you hit it, you know you did what you could. Like, I was always a firm believer, if you think about placing it, you're always going to second guess it if you don't get it.
Just fucking
you hit it as hard as you can. The goalie makes the save. Good on him.
Fucking, well, there's a save. There's also the fucking rebound chance if you fucking drill it.
Yeah, he kind of fucked up the rebound, too, to be honest. But here we are.
Brucey Bruce!
What's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude?
Picks Wednesday.
Picks Wednesday. Otter, how are we?
We are doing fantastic, Tony. It's an awesome Picks Wednesday here.
It is an awesome Picks Wednesday. Let's get into
it.
It
is awesome.
I know we've got some guys going out of town. My fucking family's in town. Happy
gimme the Ohio Bobcats.
Any given Tuesday, they will get you a win.
I don't know if you guys also saw Miami of Ohio money line and the under hit over on that one as well.
Dude, did you see the end of Miami, Ohio?
I did.
What a fucking cat, dude.
Ball State covered.
I had a money line.
I was going to say, did you guys see who covered but didn't win?
Correct. Ball State, chirp. We all fucking.
Buddy, everybody wins.
Everybody fucking wins. All right, let's get into it. It's Picks Wednesday. We've been here talking about games all week. Well, actually, not all week. It's just fucking Wednesday. But we're going
to. Couple days.
We're a couple days. We're going to do Picks Wednesday. We start in the NFL. Why am I pausing? I'm logging into my account so I can figure out what my picks are. Sometimes it goes that way. Actually, I was a little fucking willy-nilly with the picks this week on the NFL, especially the NFL.
What?
A
little willy-nilly.
There are so
fucking willy-nilly.
So many games.
Little fucking willy-nilly.
So many. So
all right. Let's start in the NFL. Buffalo at Detroit. What's the line? 9.5 still?
Yep.
I'm going to lay the 9.5.
Ooh.
There's from time to time, good teams beat bad teams by a lot. And I think this is going to be one of those. I got the Bills minus 9.5.
Ooh.
Go ahead. Gump, what say you?
I say me, since 2005,
okay.
Road favorites on Thanksgiving, 18-5.
Pretty good. Pretty
gimme,
good.
Gimme the Buffalo Bills. I'll lay 9.5.
I'm on the Lions.
Oh, fuck off.
Classic Bruce.
I mean, they've been playing well. I just saw it up close and personal. I feel like, you know, they'll lose by 7, maybe.
Yeah, let's go. I'm with Bruce here. I love taking the Lions. I mean, this is a true Lions line that we're actually getting here. The Bills, I mean, they're wagging. I know. I get it. They're really good.
Right.
But the Lions can cover. They got a fucking
okay,
coach that
fucking
lost
front
fucking
room, back room. Sorry about it. Fucking sorry about it.
Fucking dance, boys.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Fucking. Hopefully fucking front room in stew soon. Dallas hosts the New York Giants. Is that up to 10 now?
Yes, that one is up to 10 on basically the reports of half of our O-line not making the trip. I will say, though, in terms of super banged up O-lines, this is not the worst that we've had.
No, that's something that team's used to. Quite
yeah,
used to,
as long as Andrew Thomas and Nick Gates are out there, you know, we got a puncher's chance, I think. But Matt Peart might get just turned into pixie dust by Micah Parsons.
I'm going to stay away.
Give me the 10 with the Giants. Wow. Come on, Brucey. Let's go, Blue.
Yeah, the let's not get embarrassed 10 points. I'm taking it as well. It's part of my Lions pick, too. It's like, well, all right, like, maybe one of these dogs will cover.
Okay. Mitt, anything here?
I have a theory that one of these dogs is going to cover. I don't fucking think that it's going to be the Giants, so let's fucking go. Cowboys minus 10.
Pats are in Minnesota. I am on under 42 and a half. I've said it. Patriots are a dead under team.
Tony's going to fucking have a pint and pass out to this one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I am, pal. Yeah, not much to say about this one. Under 40. Patriots are an under team.
Yep. Give me the Pats plus 2.5. And then let's put a little bow on it here. 7-point teaser. Giants plus 17.
Okay.
Pats plus nine and a half. And the Bills minus 2.5.
Okay. I'm also doing the just for fun, I have to do the Devils. It's not the Devils teaser anymore. It was for a while. The 666.
Was it the Devils advocate?
The 666 Devils teaser. It was when there was 9.5, 9.5, and you did a 3.5-point teaser down to 6 for the favorites of Cowboys and Bills, and then up with the Pats. But unfortunately, the line has moved for
the Cowboys.
So the Devils teaser is no longer there.
The Devil.
Patriots. True. Vikings.
I'm going with the Vikings. I just think they kind of an anomaly, an aberration last week, and that they'll be able to right the ship here. Mac Jones, I know he like his final stat line wasn't that bad, but out the gate he was happy feet McGee, and I want nothing to do with it.
Mitt, anything in that one?
We are going to stay away from this one here, Tony, and I usually just die with the Patriots as dogs. I love me some Bill Belichick, but, I mean, Mac Jones has just been looking fucking awful, and I hate betting on quarterbacks that I don't like. So,
okay.
And also, I think Vikings have a big revenge spot here. They have a lot to prove. I mean, it's a national televised game. I think they could fucking boat race.
Okay. It's a good Thanksgiving slate, boys.
Not a bad Thanksgiving slate.
I also love the FanDuel family boost with the Danny Dimes 25+ Bills money line. I feel like Danny Dimes might run one in.
Okay. Or 2 weeks in a row.
Or get knocked out of the game trying. Because I don't know.
Please don't bring that juju to the boost.
Yeah. But, yeah.
We beat him out there at the end of the game. All
right, let's move through these. Ravens are minus 4 at the Jags. I didn't think I'd be on this team, but I am. Ravens minus 4.
Yep, absolute sucker bet, but I love it. Give me the Ravens minus 4. Covered 4 or 5 on the road. Jags covered 1 of 7, Tony.
Backroom, anything on this one?
I didn't have it on my card. I am a little worried just with the sluggishness.
Super sluggish.
Of the offense.
They are very sluggish.
And Isaiah Likely, it's looking less and less likely.
I'm very worried
that he is an adequate replacement.
I'm very, very worried about this bet, but we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
The Jaguars fucking stink. I'm not letting last week sway my opinion on this team. They suck.
Okay.
Baltimore minus 3.5. Let's go.
Okay. Broncos 2.5 at Panthers. Sam Darnold fucking back. I'm out. No thanks. Don't touch it.
What?
You want to touch this game? You want to touch
Broncos money line. Oh, let's ride.
Oh my God.
What happened to you, dude?
Back room.
How long has it been since Sam Darnold's played football, Mitt?
I don't know, but I saw a stat that fucking DJ Moore goes off when Sam Darnold's playing quarterback. I have DJ Moore in our fucking
fantasy league. Are you taking the Panthers?
Yeah, I'm taking the fucking Panthers. Let's fucking go, Sam.
Yeah, I try not to fade just an unknown quantity that is Sam Sling the Rock Darnold. So I'm out.
Yeah, I don't fucking... Good on you guys for taking this game. I really respect that out of you, too. Falcons are plus 4 at the Commanders. Nope. No, I'm not.
No.
I was going to be on the Falcons plus 4 earlier. I thought I was, but it's not in my slip. A couple injuries over there. I stayed away.
Yeah, I don't love that it got to 4 here, Tony. But Commanders covered 6 straight, so I'm going to lay it with Washington.
Okay. Backroom, anybody?
I mean, Atlanta has been fucking burning me as of late. After their hot start, they have kind of slid. Let's see. Yeah, they're 1-4 ATS, their last five. Hopefully they can turn it around. Let's go. I don't know if the Commanders really have all that juice in them this week. I mean, I don't know. I'm just taking the four. Okay. Fucking, I've been riding the team.
Fucking pick
Chase Friday. Young might bring some juice.
Nothing from you.
No dice.
Thank you. Thank you for what you did there. Bengals are at the Titans. 5-star. Give me the fucking Bengals.
Ooh.
Money line, not the 2.5. I'm not laying the 2.5.
5-star Bengals money line.
I lay the -126 on the money line.
Wide.
Go against me. Go.
Do it.
Bengals have owned Tennessee of late. They have owned Tennessee in Tennessee. But the dog in this matchup is 5-6.
There it is.
And I love Vrabel as a puppy. He's a go. Give me the Titans plus 2.5 at home in a bit of a revenge spot.
Back room, anybody?
I'm going with the Titans.
I would lean Titans, but still haven't.
Go ahead, do it. I'd love to be the lone wolf.
Do it, Bruce.
Give me the Titans.
Let's ride.
Let's ride. Fuck them.
13.5. Dolphins are favorites against the Texans. I don't take this big of a number. This week,
no, thank you.
This weekend, I do. Dolphins -13.5. Fucking lay it. Oh, wow.
Lay it and laugh.
Fucking
baby.
Lay it.
Who is quarterback?
I believe it's Douglas Mills, but it could be fucking Kyle Allen. I don't know for sure. Doesn't matter. There's turmoil down there.
Lovie Smith is refusing to name a starter.
Love when that happens.
I have been a Texans fucking supporter ever since they drafted my boy Dougie Mills. They're turning their back on him. This is fucking bullshit. I'm riding with the Finns -13.5. Let's fucking go. They're going to get boat raced after they're fucking disrespecting my boy.
The line keeps climbing.
Climbing and climbing.
The line keeps climbing. I got it earlier today at... potential spam. Get out of here. I got it earlier today at 4.5. I will take the Jets versus the Bears. I like the Jets defense. I don't like their offense, but I kind of like it against the Bears.
Mike White, dude.
Yeah. I'll lay it with the Jets for sure.
Good bacon on you, soda. Tom. I got
Bucket. Why not?
Bacon soda.
I'm out.
Backroom.
You're out.
Give me the Jets.
Wow.
Yeah, I love me some. Wow. I love me some Mike White quarterback controversy. I didn't know if that was a fucking
math game for you or not.
No. It's a Mike White game. It's a guy versus the rules there.
Yeah, I mean, when your starting quarterback gets benched and then the line starts moving the other way, like in your favor, I'm going to fucking hop on that.
It's not a good sign for the starting quarterback, is it?
Nope, it's not. And I, as much as I'm a Zach Wilson fan, I'm sorry, buddy, but let's go Mike White. Let's go Jets. And -4.5 is what I was talking about, Tony.
The autumn win. Rolls up the west coast to Seattle.
The autumn wind was a Raider.
3.5 dogs. Raiders up in Seattle. Offenses. I have an advantage here. Maybe an over. Not me though. I'm at.
Give me the Seahawks. I'll lay it.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, I'll lay it as well.
Okie dokie.
I'm gonna stay off this one.
Okie dokie.
But the autumn wind was a Raider.
The autumn wind was a Raider.
Once upon a time.
What's going on, Iceline?
What's going on?
What's going on? This line.
What's she doing?
A fucking.
In it.
I'm going to take it.
In it.
Yeah, I'm going to take
good
it.
One, in it.
I'm going to take the Chargers -3 against fucking Pals Cardinals.
Yeah. As we talked about earlier in the week, I'm on Cards +4. Cannot tell you why, but This is a strictly feeling one for me.
Fired their O-line coach, I believe, because he was fucking getting nasty.
Not great.
Down in Mexico.
Terrible. Really.
I didn't hear the whole story. I actually don't know any of the story. I just know he got fired.
This should be this Hard Knocks should not be unbelievable.
Oh, forgot about that.
This team.
Yeah.
Back room, this game.
I got no support left for the Arizona Cardinals. Not convinced that they practice at all, so I don't know if the coach is a huge loss this week. I'll lay it with the Chargers.
Well, Tony, I just don't really believe in the Chargers, and the Cardinals have taken so much of my fucking money this year that I have to stay away, sadly.
Okay, I was very tempted to lay the 15.5. I will not. Rams at the Chiefs.
No, thank you.
Back room.
Perkins, I mean, he looked really good at the preseason. And you got to think that he has rapport with some of the down roster guys with Kupp out. I think if it gets to like a 16.5, like a really affordable 17, I'll probably be on the Rams.
I mean, there is no chance in hell I'm laying minus 15 in a game right now, but I might be on the Rams. I'm leaning that way. I might throw it in a couple parlays. I'm not going to throw it as a single bet, though.
17 is where you start to hit, like, the Chiefs' backups could come in and, like, you backdoor it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if I thought that the Rams' starters were better than the Chiefs' backups, yeah.
That's a great point, though.
On offense, not on defense.
You're very right. But I think Perkins can sling the rock. I was kind of
He looked decent against the Saints last week, Bruce.
Yeah, I was confused, I think, the first game, right, where it was all Wolford, and then they were just running the ball with Perkins. Like, he's a better quarterback.
Niners are 8.5 favorites against the Saints. I will lay it again with the Niners. Don't love laying that, but I am worried for Andy. I am worried for Andy in this one.
Yeah, I think that's justified concern.
Bow.
I'm with you, Tony.
Okay. Team Right.
Not yet.
Wait, Niners Saints.
What was the line out again? Sorry.
It's 8.5.
Oh, yeah. If it's anything under 10, I'm taking Niners.
Team Right.
Team Right.
Last game of the night, 6.5. Eagles, Packers. Nope.
Something about a 6.5 minus 115 just makes me want to lay it. I do hope that the Packers keep it close and win outright, right, honestly. But I think as of the 6.5, it's so facto.
Anyway, I try and bet the fucking Packers this year. Either I'm going with them or I'm going against them. I'm losing fucking money. So just give me the fuck away from this game, Tony.
Also, Permian Panthers are minus 6.5 Friday night against the West Canyon Coyotes. I will be laying the 6.5 with the Permian Panthers, okay?
What?
They play each other?
Yeah, it's a Friday night.
Is that in the Marvel universe?
It's not the fucking Marvel universe. It's in the fucking greatest football movies of all time.
Warner
universe.
Pictures. Hey, don't have to tell me about I Ride 84 Switchblade. I love all y'all. All right.
Poor state. Now, when Permian plays the fucking Titans next week,
good luck.
No. The boys are
against fucking, Coach Yost.
What you did? I can't even.
What you did with that boys.
What you did with that Mad Lib on the pod?
And Coach Herman Boone, that's going to be a matchup.
No, you already know what's going to be happening, Tony. Those boys are going out with clear eyes and love in their fucking hearts.
Hell yeah.
Well said.
Thursday, college football. Egg Bowl, Ole Miss money line, fucking do it. I know there's fucking rumors about Lane Kiffin. He said no. I trust him, even though you should never trust a college football coach,
especially not Nick Saban.
One thing about college football, or in general, college football coaches will do is they will definitely lie to their fan base, get on their private jet, and they will fly right to that other fucking team because they're paying them about $10 million.
They will.
So Lane Kiffin's going to be gone. This is going to be a seat. I'm still betting Ole Miss. No. I think Lane Kiffin's going out guns fucking blazing.
Ole Miss, we got Rebels.
Anything. Ole Miss money line.
Rebels. Bruce!
Come on, Bruce.
Rebel, your face is a mess.
Rebel. Come on.
I'm on Mississippi State.
Son of a bitch, dude.
Bomb. Fucking bomb.
Plus 2.5, right?
Yeah, well, we're on money line. Fuck off.
Yeah. I'll buy it up to the 3.5.
Hopefully it's a nice 1-point game. We all fucking win, all right?
Yep. I said, I do not like the Lane Kiffin reading chapter one of the Egg Bowl history cramming for the test. Mike Leach
has digested
this.
It was like LeBron
this.
Reading any book, Bruce.
Sure. Friday, I will start at noon. I have Tulane and Cincy under 46.5.
Friday game?
That's a Friday game, yes. Anybody else got? We got any Fridays? I got three of them.
Dempsey Manila. All right. Here we go, okay. Boys.
At home.
Oh. Yeah, I'll go with the Bearcats.
I don't know if that is. Bearcats. Is that game to go to the AAC championship against UCF?
Sure feels like a lot's on the line.
I think it is.
9-2 versus 9-2.
I believe it is.
Loser leaves town.
Loser's out. Friday.
Oh, actually, these are on Friday. I thought these were on Saturday. I have Eastern Michigan, Michigan.
Ypsilanti. They're up in Ypsilanti, I believe.
They are at home. Central Michigan's going into town. Central Michigan is their worst team. Their record says it. You are what your record says you are.
Especially this time of year.
Eastern Michigan, they're playing for more. Doesn't matter. I don't care. You can't tell me different. Eastern Michigan +2. And then Baylor going into Texas. I also didn't realize that this was on Saturday, or Friday, but this is also on Friday. They're getting 8.5. Texas fucking sucks. Quinn Ewers, not a good football player.
Oh, they put 55 up last
week.
I am not going to just take one fucking game
Kansas. Picks Friday.
Like, come on.
Flip it!
Also on Friday, I will be taking bounce back spot. This game means nothing because they're already in the ACC championship, I believe. UNC bought it to -5.5, -120 against NC.
Buy it up to 7.5. I'm on the pack.
Fucking rivalry game.
What?
Guess who's back? Cause mass destruction.
Drake May.
The bad boys rustling.
Are you on?
I'm out.
Okay. Friday, what do you got? Anything else, Friday?
No, I got nothing left.
Anybody, anything else, Friday?
Oh, yeah, one more, actually.
Take it.
To get to the Big Ten Championship. I'm laying 9.5 with the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Okay.
Who goes if Nebraska somehow, somewhere?
So Purdue has to beat IU and Purdue goes.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm also on that game.
What an outrageous comment.
I'll also take that game. Under 38.5, I will take the 17-0 win by Iowa.
Maybe 10-0.
That's fine, too.
The math checks out, Tony. I got
you're
nothing.
On?
No, I got nothing. I'm not laying 10.
Okay.
I do. If you're doing it, take Iowa.
Okay. That was it for Friday for everybody, correct?
Yep.
Let's move to Saturday. Let's go to the game.
Boom.
Boom.
7.5 is the number? 6.5.
7.5.
7.5. I watched Michigan play a lot on Saturday. I watch Ohio State play a lot on Saturday, too. Neither team looked great. If Blake Corum's out, I don't think Michigan's going to score.
Yeah, I don't think J.J. McCarthy is going to be lighting
up. But Michigan has a really, really good defense.
And it's just Mr. Gadget City.
For this reason, so I will be taking, I feel like in the game, 56.5 is a high number. I will be taking the under 56.5 Michigan-Ohio State. Pal, you got a nooner? You got a nooner for us?
No, I got nothing till 3:30 here.
My next one's at 3. Anybody else got any nooners?
No, I got a 3 o'clock.
Okay.
I mean, I'm wearing this super uncomfortable hat. I'm doing, 10-star Michigan plus the 7.5. Probably my only.
He's a Michigan man.
Wait, Tony, I thought that you were also a Michigan fan.
Hey, I am.
Why are you not betting this game?
Have I ever bet a Steelers game?
I think you've bet one Steelers game.
He's a Michigan man.
I love the Steelers. That's Monday, but yeah, man, we'll I love Steelers.
3 o'clock, Louisville plus the 3.5 against Kentucky. Kentucky hasn't scored more than 21 in like 6 months. I don't know if Malik Cunningham's playing or not. I don't care. Louisville plus the 3.5.
Oh, yeah, Tony. Let's Boom. Fucking go. Will Levis is not that fucking dude.
Whoa.
Let's go. Whoa. Go cards. L's up. Nah, fuck that. I don't care. It's just Mitch, L's up right now.
Mitch's strategy today of just burying every other team instead of putting the team he's betting on over. It's a good tactic.
This one's for the Governor's Cup.
I respect it.
Pal, what do you got at in the three-ish slate?
Battle of Oregon, my friend.
Can't call it. Can't call it. Can't call it the name anymore.
Civil War.
Why can we not say that?
It's a Civil War.
I'll teach you after.
No.
Not for the show.
Your blood.
Not for the show.
I hate these fucking things.
Not for the show.
Oregon State, very good at home. Sure.
But I can't believe you're going against your Beavs.
But Oregon's covered 6 of 8 in Oregon State. Road team in this matchup covered 12 and 6. I'm not greedy. I'm taking Oregon on the money line, -160.
I got at 3:30. Mitt, give me this one. Guess who's 7-0 in conference and 9-2 overall? No one's talking about.
Who, Tony?
Meep meep.
Meep meep.
Oh, welcome back.
Meep, how could we meep, forget?
Meep. Welcome back. Well, I mean,
it's the standard. That's why.
16.5. I'm laying 16.5 with fucking UTSA. Now, who knows what's gonna happen?
Down goes Frazier.
So ignore what just happened.
Down goes Frazier.
Who knows what's going to happen with the AAC and the group of five that's going to be highest ranked. It could be the Meep Beeps. They got to put up a fucking big number this weekend. 16.5 against UTEP.
I got to circle back to noon briefly. I like Clemson laying. I mean, I'll probably buy it to 13.5 and not lay the 14.5. But I like Clemson just kind of take it out on old Beamer ball.
What time are we at still?
You don't think Rattler's going to fucking ball?
Sometime in the afternoon. Who did Bruce just take?
Clemson.
You laying all those points?
I'm laying all those points with Clemson. I think they got a nice
Clemson going to somehow sneak back into college football?
There'd have to be a lot of shit happen.
They're not, but they're going to put something on tape so those recruits know that they're still coming to a high quality program.
If USC wins out, do they get in over LSU or no?
Yeah, I mean, they should.
They got it.
If LSU wins, they fucking should. I mean, if LSU wins out.
Ahead of them right now, but I guess
I don't understand
Georgia.
I don't understand it. Well, yeah, they'll have to.
It's basically the way that it doesn't matter. Was LSU, if LSU wins out, they're going to be in. Sure. Georgia's going to probably drop to like 4. LSU will probably go to 2-ish.
Whatever the line is for Georgia, LSU, give me Georgia. Don't care what it is.
16.5, I think.
Beautiful.
Bro, they might beat the and like I'm an LSU mark. I'll bet them usually any big
mark.
But they're going to get the shit beat out of them by Georgia, I feel like.
What? That's next week. What do we got this week? Picks Wednesday. What do we got this week?
My last game, and I'm just going to shoehorn this one in here because I love it. I don't have a big slate for college football this week. But Pitt -6.5 at Miami.
Okay.
I think Miami fucking
still on it.
Yeah, I mean my whole theme this weekend has been fading teams and fading players, talking shit, just being an asshole. This is my number one pick. I hate Miami. They have cost me so much money in the past, and then now they've made me a bunch of money just fading them this year. Let's fucking go, Pitt. I have no idea if Pitt's any good.
Slobodan ran into the Tennessee pain train in maybe week 3.
How's your JT Daniels Heisman ticket?
I cashed it out. I got my shoe shined.
A fucking nickel?
Yeah, I got a penny out of it.
Minnesota, Wisconsin, -35.5 for me.
Fair play.
Ooh. Fucking battle for Paul Bunyan's axe.
Ooh. I like Minnesota getting 3 there, Tony.
Okay.
They covered 4 fucking straight in Wisconsin. Road team covered 7 of 8, and dogs covered 11 of 15 in that matchup.
Probably Mo Ibrahim's last game. Bruce, any more?
How about the Fighting Irish?
Oh, really?
I think I'm gonna do it.
I just don't know if they can score with them.
I think I'm gonna do it. Herbie on the call.
Welcome to Caleb Williams' fucking Heisman party, my friend.
He's the favorite now. Did you know that?
Should be. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, I believe he's. I think he's played better than Stroud.
I hope the Max Duggan play works out.
I have a futures tick on it right now. We would need USC and Ohio State both to lose, and I think we have a chance.
Yeah. So, you know.
I think we have a chance.
I'm supporting the program.
I think we have a chance. And TCU.
I should probably just take that future also.
Okay. I am. This one just. There's no explanation here. -45.5, Raging Cajuns and Texas State. I like Oklahoma money line against Texas Tech. Fucking boys can run the ball. I think they want to go out on a good note here. I will take Oklahoma money line.
I am with you, Tony. They've covered 4 or 5 against Texas Tech.
Okay. I'm on the Pittsburgh-Miami game as well, but I'm taking the under. But those are both offenses. I mean, whatever. And then my last regular season college football pick of the year. Who would I be if I didn't come into this year taking this team and I didn't leave this year taking this team? Fucking Air Force money line against San Diego State. Okay?
All right.
Oh, you put your dude up, lad.
You're on the fucking Aztecs?
Oh, yeah. They're wagging at home. I love them getting points at home.
Go. Fucking go, boys.
What would the college football season be without me betting against Air Force?
Fucking hates
I got a few more here, Tony.
Okay, go ahead.
We got skipped over.
Rattle them off.
I'm laying 9.5 with TCU versus Iowa State.
Okay.
Horned Frogs covered 9 of 11 overall. I'm laying 9.5 with LSU at A&M.
Yeah,
I covered 11.
I don't know
straight.
Why I didn't do that, to be honest.
I don't know. I don't know how A&M stays in that game. Oklahoma money line with you, like you said. Laying 4.5 with USC. Fighting Irish covered 2 of 9 in Southern California. And got a bet. What?
Nothing.
That was a reaction.
Oh, you want more? Favorite in this matchup covered?
No. Bruce is just being Bruce.
No, I was saying that's bad for Notre Dame.
What else you got, man?
I'm taking Washington money line at Washington State.
That was a. That's an interesting one there. Neither pass defense is good. Put it that way.
Huskies covered 8 of 10 against them. Favorite covered 6 of 7. Huskies covered 6 of 7. Here we go.
Okay. Good regular season.
What about Kansas? We doing anything?
Kansas State. I like Kansas State. I'm not betting against Kansas State until further notice. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Texas absolutely murdering.
Tell you what, Will Howard starts all season. I don't know if they fucking lose a fucking ball game.
Took the sails out of my Kansas love last weekend.
I'll jump on the Horny Frogs with you, Gump.
Yeah.
Laying the 9.5.
They're, I like. I'm worried they have some injuries. If you're fine with laying some juice, too, just TCU, LSU, Moneyline Parlay, -170.
That's not bad. Yeah. That's not bad.
It was worth it.
Any games that we didn't. Auburn, Bama, no one. 22.5. What else? Oregon State. We talked about Purdue, Indiana, Louisville, Kentucky. We talked about Minnesota, Wisconsin, Washington. I think we pretty much covered them all there, boys. Good work.
Decent slate.
Yeah, fucking real good slate.
USC.
Wait, I'm surprised you didn't take. I'm surprised you didn't take Wake and Duke in some fashion.
I don't know how I feel about Wake.
Yeah. Sam Hartman had a fucking real good game last week. But, all right, let's do World Cup tomorrow.
All right. Do you want to run through the college?
You want to do college basketball first?
No, like run through college football picks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
we
on
didn't
me.
Do the NFL.
That's on me.
Sadly.
That's on me. we can do both. Do you want to do both?
No, you're good.
College. I got Ole Miss money line, Tulane Cincy under. North Carolina -5.5, under Nebraska, Iowa, under Michigan, Ohio State, Louisville +3.5, UTSA meet -16.5, under 35.5, Minnesota, Wisconsin, under 45.5, ULL, Texas State, Oklahoma money line, under 43.5, Pitt, Miami, and Air Force money line.
Ole Miss money line, Cincy money line, Iowa -9.5, Oregon money line, Minnesota +3. TCU -9.5, LSU -9.5, Oklahoma money line, USC -4.5, San Diego State +1.5, and Washington money line.
Hey, boys, run through them.
Mississippi State +3.5 in the Egg Bowl, Michigan +7.5 in the big game, and then all the other picks Gumpy said.
Nice. All right. All right. We're going to go with Ole Miss money line. We got Eastern Michigan +2, Baylor +8.5, Louisville +3, and Pitt -6. Tony.
Okay. Footy for tomorrow.
I have. Where are we here? Where are we here? Oh, my wagon goes tomorrow. Uruguay money line. Here we go, boys. Probably probably Suarez, Nunez, anytime goal scorers. The boys are about to cause some chaos. And I know this has not been working, but I'm sticking with it. Brazil and Portugal money line parlay plus 105.
Who does Portugal have?
Ghana. Serbia.
Oh, the Serbs. Okay.
No, Brazil has Serbia.
Yeah, Portugal has Ghana.
Okay.
I just start looking at some totals.
Any CBB?
I popped up this morning to watch Croatia fight off a 0-0 draw. It was really electrifying.
While we're talking about the USA or the World Cup, can I ask a USA question here, Tony?
Yeah.
USA.
All right, Gumpy, I need to figure this out. This is blowing my mind here. So USA, basically, they got a point because they had a draw. Yeah. They just need to win one game and then not lose anymore, and we're good, and we're going into the stages where you can
should get
play, or what's going on?
That's you're going to have to – it depends what Wales does against Iran tomorrow, too, or Friday, sorry, too.
Most but likely have to beat Iran.
Like if, say Wales beats Iran 2-0, you guys tie again. No, if you guys tie against England
– and then win against
– and then Wales loses to England, then you're through. Like I said, you can't – I think if you're the States, you don't want to – like, obviously, you don't want to lose, but I think a point, it should be enough.
Can't be in a situation where
so we're gonna park the
where
bus.
England doesn't have to try against Wales.
Yeah, we're gonna try to net one and then park the bus.
That would be a bad situation.
Yeah, you don't want to. I think the U.S. should just play how they played last game. They came. You're gonna run out of gas when you play like that. It happened to Canada today. I mean, Belgium didn't look great, man. That game was fucking there for the taking.
How do you feel about it? Is any CBBs?
Yep. I got a. I told you about it, Tony. Arizona looked unbelievable last night against San Diego State. I'm sticking with them to beat Creighton tonight on the money line. I got Liberty money line versus Bradford. I'm on Charleston money line versus Kent State. Kent State hasn't lost yet, but I think Charleston gets them there. Where are we? Eastern Tennessee money line versus App State. Big one between LSU and K-State. I like LSU getting 1.5 there.
Okay.
Maybe the biggest game of the night, Idaho State versus the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Lions.
The Lions.
Give me the Lions.
The Lions.
Give me the Lions. Give me the Lindenwood Lions.
The Lions.
I'll lay... Ooh, I don't know about this. I lay 5.5 with Auburn against Northwestern, both undefeated. I don't know if I'd lay 7.5 with Auburn, but do as you will there. And then the battle between Arkansas and San Diego State tonight. Give me Musselman and the boys to cover 1.5 still in Lahaina Civic Center.
Okay. Brucey, any college basketball for you?
Yeah, this one's for the dirtbags going home to their hometowns, going out all night and
respect
then
that.
Sitting up at 1 a.m. being like, I need a winner.
Yeah, I respect that.
Right now. How about Southern Illinois at 1 a.m. tonight? Laying the 3.5. I think,
are they in Maui playing that game? Or?
They're somewhere. They're not in Southern Illinois. That much. They might be playing this on the moon. So I will take Southern Illinois on the money line for the what would you call that? A late night special.
Little late night for little blackout
nightcap.
Little blackout Wednesday.
A little nightcap.
Little blackout Wednesday nightcap.
Yeah. A little hey, you're not going to bed.
I used to love
little.
I was a big fan of the nightcap back in the day. Yeah.
A little. If you're still out when this game's finishing, go home.
Yes. You're gonna have to watch that on your phone anyway.
Yeah,
man, I fucking last year that was like the first time I'd been out. Me and Connor went out on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. It was fucking electric.
Was it freezing cold?
It was a little bit.
It was cold.
I bet it was freezing cold. Almost as freezing cold as it's freezing cold in this studio.
By God, it's freezing!
That's Nick's music.
Nicky, Nuzini's in the building.
Zamboni. Fucking Nicky, Nuzini's in the building.
Some juice in here today.
Huh? Well, it's Picks Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Picks Wednesday,
baby. We can hear Mitch. Nicky. How are we doing, lads?
Not a bad slate tonight. What is the whole fucking league play tonight? Jesus Christ.
Pretty much everyone's in action.
It's fucking Picks Wednesday, so let's get through it, okay?
I tried to scale back, but we do have a few picks to make here, boys.
Blues and Sabres.
Blues.
Blues and Sabres. Sabres really fucked me yesterday. I got a couple tweets. I've been chirped all year, and I started getting chirped last night.
Oh, fucking you guys said it was the best line in hockey.
A team that lost 8 straight but scored, what did they score, like 3 goals in the first 4 minutes of the game? So Buffalo played last night. Binner's likely to get the start for the Blues. The Blues had lost 8 in a row earlier in the season, much like the Sabres.
Blue.
But now they found themselves on a 7-game winning streak, okay. So they could tie that losing streak with a winning streak. I think they get it done. Give me the Blues on the road in Buffalo with Binner in that, hopefully.
Okay. Next game! The Yotes. Oh, Yotes are at the Canes.
Yeah.
You guys continue. I will find my bet for this game.
You're what for this game?
I will find a bet for this game.
You guys thank you, because I don't have any.
So Canadiens are at the Blue Jackets.
Again, going to stay away from this one. Habs got the brakes beat off them last night. Blue Jackets missing a ton of guys. Not a very good team. Just gonna put my feet up for that one.
Okie dokie. Bees are at the Panthers and they're dogs.
Bees. I don't. Maybe I'm missing something, Gumpy. I don't know if you saw why this would be. I know the Panthers have played a little bit better lately. They're 5-4 at home, 5-2-2 with 2 overtime losses. Bruins 7-game win streak, best record in hockey, 17-2. Give me the Bees all day on the money line.
Hell yeah! Allmark's in net, has lost 1 game all year. Give me the fucking Bees, brother.
Fucking Jets are at the Wild.
Yeah, I like Winnipeg here. They're 7-2-1 their last 10. Third in goals against per game. We always talk about it. They play a little bit conservative, but they can keep the puck out of their net. Connor Hellebuck, their goalie, is really fucking good. And Minnesota 0-14 on their power play through the last 5 games. They're struggling there. Fleury's hurt. I don't know. I'm going with the Jets.
Okay. I have a bet.
Say it.
I have a bet. I will take. Oh, it's a fucking hype boy parlay. Fucking Andrei Shishinskov and fucking Martin
Svechnikov. Yeah, Svech.
Fucking Marty. Marty Nachas.
Marty Nachas. 2 good young players.
Yeah, points, goals, whatever. You fucking combine them. Boom.
Points.
So wait, what's the bet?
The play?
I'm gonna go anytime goal score for the both of them.
Okay, you Natchez and Svechnikov both to score.
Yeah, it's +570. Fucking sprinky.
I love it.
Hype.
Let's get back to the regular slate. Bruins Panthers. We talked about that one, correct? Jets are at the Wild.
Yep, did that just to make the Jets.
Leafs are at the Devils.
Devils have won 13 in a row. Woo! The Leafs are going to New Jersey without Morgan Riley, without Jake Muzzin, of course, and without TJ Brody. That's 3 of their top 6 defensemen. 3-0-2 in their past 5, 6-4 in their past 10. Doesn't look great. Give me the Leafs. Leafs money line.
Oh, you son of a
bitch. The Devils have to lose.
The Devils haven't lost since fucking August, dude. Give me the Devils to keep it rolling, brother.
The Devils have to lose at some point. Toronto can at least score, so maybe it turns
not
a little bit
tonight.
Of a shootout.
Tonight,
we skate with
him. It does worry that Matt Murray's in. Vitek Vanacek is not a 9-1 goaltender.
Maybe. Your record is. You are what you are. You are what your record says you are. Preds are in Detroit.
Yeah, Tony, this is too close of a call for me to pick.
We have
to bring in our
Wednesday.
Friends for this
one. We have a Picks Wednesday. All rise for the honorable coin. The coin is an honorable coin. It's a great coin. The coin has been on a roll. I will give the coin the respects it deserves. Will the coin's constituents please file in?
Guinos.
Fucking hell of a tarp, Paul.
That's a great tarp.
The coin will choose between the Nashville Predators, who are +108, and the Detroit Red Wings, who are -132.
Oh, shit. Me and you fucked it up.
The Preds will be heads. They're a visiting team. The Wings will be tails. They're the home team.
Hockey Town, please.
And a flip.
It's not Hockey Town. Hockey.
Nashville.
It's tails.
Yay! The coin knows! The coin knows. Let's go, Hockey Town.
The coin is spoken. We will not judge the coin until the game is played.
I won't be siding with the coin.
Whoa! Sorry. Hell of a tar, Patrick.
Fucking hockey's hottest team in hockey. Does this microphone work? Or
yeah, it works. Yes. It's fucking
Detroit is 2-2-2 in their last six.
What about the coin?
Coin's coming off a big
coin
win.
When was the last win for the coin?
You know who's get out of here.
No.
We already picked the bees
beautiful
tonight.
New
Everyone's
studio.
On the bees.
Beautiful new studio.
Thank you.
What was the first coin in the new
studio? Ever.
It was the bees.
Okay.
That sweater is.
But me and Ty have a great parlay.
Very tasty.
Plus 1462. Okay. Boston to score one goal and the Bruins win by two.
Okay.
And fucking Jackie Aces to score a goal and the Golden Knights to win by two.
Boom.
And
those are stagger odds, but.
If you want to add to it with the coin, just toss Berglund's money line.
Wow.
No.
Boom.
No. Don't do that.
And that's the coin parlay of the night. Thanks, boys. Thank you, constituents.
Good coin.
I love the respect for the coin around this office, even though it only shows up virtually to work, and it's fucking...
Yeah, we should get, like, a really cool coin.
Whoa.
You know. Coin.
Whoa!
Like a nice, big, giant Super Bowl coin.
Why is everybody taking shots at the fucking coin?
Tell you what, late night...
Coin flipped. On the stage at the Super Bowl and won. Bruce.
On the biggest stage.
Shut your fucking mouth.
God! That's coming from a guy who has been hammered at night and accidentally bought like one of those Sacagawea coins off of the 1-800
number. Yeah, I bet.
You have not fucking done
We'll talk
that.
About after show, Mitt. Okay, put it on the after show list. Flams are at the Pens, -130.
Yeah, I will do a homer pick here and take the Pens. Yeah. They're fourth in the league in goals per game. Fun fact I found out today, they've played six of their 19 games so far at home. So they played a lot of road games. Cool. But starting Wednesday, tonight.
That is
tonight. Eight of the next 10.
Okay.
At home. So nice homestand coming up for the Pens. They've won three in a row. We'll see. Calgary gave them fits last time. Hopefully they can pull it off tonight.
I'm on the Guinos as well.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Paul. Coils are at the Isles.
Yeah, this is tough because these are like two completely opposite styles. Mm-hmm. Edmonton, they've got two of the best players. The Islanders play a great team game. Defensively, they can score as well. I'm staying away from this one. I kind of want to kick my feet up and see. It's hard to pass on Edmonton as a dog, but they've been like alternating wins and losses. They've been playing poorly winning, so I'm just going to stay away.
Okay. Hawks are at the Stars. Stars are -315.
Jesus.
Yeah, Stars are massive favorites. Hawks have kind of, the wheels have fallen off. They've won two in their last 12. Give me Dallas. I will take the puck line, Dallas 1.5.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Rags are at the Ducks.
Yeah, nothing for me here. Rangers played last night. Shesterkin went. He's probably not going to go. They're probably going to play the backup against the Ducks, who can score. They have some young talent. They can score. Just going to stay away from that one.
Okay, we have Sens are at the Knights.
Give me the Knights. 60-minute money line.
Okay.
At home.
Ooh.
I think you skipped Washington. Not going to touch that one, though, either. The Washington and Philly both in monstrous losing streaks and not playing well.
That's on me.
That's all right. I would side with the Caps, but they're heavy favorites anyways. It's just
that's on me. Sharks are at the Kraken.
No, thank you.
Cougars are at the Launch.
Gumpy.
No, I'm done. I need a break.
I will take Colorado's 60-minute money line. I believe it was -128. I think it's probably still around there now.
I'm adding Jason Robertson to my fucking parlay.
Robo, that's a good pick.
Robo.
Okay. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, boys.
Have good a luck. Wonderful Thanksgiving.
Fuck you, Bruce.
Well, I do.
Yeah, fucking disrespect to the coin, dude. NBA.
It's Thanksgiving.
Let's do it.
Have we not NBA. Done NBA?
No, we got NBA.
I think the Pacers win tonight. That is my one and only.
Oh, yeah. The Pacers are dogs for some fucking reason. They're playing the fucking Timberwolves. In Indiana. The Pacers have
been
absolute covering machines this year. I love the Pacers, as my Bruce would say, five-star play. Okay. And then also, I'll take you to Cleveland here.
Okay.
Portland's going into Cleveland. Portland's been playing pretty bad. Cleveland has all their dogs playing. Cleveland is good as fuck. Cleveland minus 7.5.
Where are you taking us next?
You want to go? You want to go to Boston?
Let's go to Boston.
Let's go to Boston. We got Luka and the boys. The Mavs going up to Boston plus 4.5. I think it's going to be a tight game. I'm hoping that the Mavs win, but I'm really hoping that they cover the 4.5. That's the bet there. And then I'll take you down south to Miami. We got Miami on a pick'em. Jimmy Butler's out. Tyler Hero is starting in his place. So I don't think there will be too much of an offensive drop-off. I think that they will beat the Wizards. Let's go.
Any of you other guys?
I have one more. Fuck. Jesus. Denver is going into Oklahoma City. Jokic is playing. All their starters are playing. It's a really good price. They're actually dogs. I took them plus one, minus 112, just in case something happens. Shai Gilly hits a buzzer beater. I push. Whatever. But I think Denver wins tonight in Oklahoma City.
Anybody else? Thank you, Bruce.
I think we've done it.
I think we have. I think we've done the picks. We've done the Wednesday. Which camera do I want to go? Let's go to this camera.
Boom.
We've done the picks. We've done the Wednesday. Gumpy, how do you feel about it?
Feel very good, my friend. Very good.
Boys in the back, how do we feel about it? We can't thank you guys enough for listening and watching.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you sticking with us in this beautiful new studio.
Hell yeah.
We love everybody. We're thankful for everybody. Who are we thankful for? We're thankful for you.
For you.
The people.
Thank you, people.
And we're thankful for winners.
Thank you, winners.
And we're thankful for team rides.
Thank you, team rides.
Thank you, team rides.
And five-star winners.
Thank you, five-star winners. Scoring you, five-star losers.
And the Ohio fucking Bobcats.
And the Ohio Bobcats.
Most importantly, the Ohio Bobcats.
And the entire MAC conference.
We'll be back. We had a good action. We'll be back Monday. There will be plays and stuff tweeted out from our accounts over the next few days, especially fucking Bubba Campinos. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.